This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning, and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to campus and community radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole, and I want to thank you so much for joining me on this rainy or snowy morning, depending on where you are in the Lower Mainland. Yesterday, I'm not sure if it snowed in your area, but it sure did in mine, in the New Westminster streets. But I didn't mind it. I was indoors for most of it. And although I find it beautiful to watch the snowfall, because I have lived in other parts of the country where it snows quite a bit, I wasn't upset to see a lot of it gone due to the rain later in the day. I think I've mentioned before that I don't mind the rain and all the rain that we get in this part of the country, which brings me to an artist spotlight that I have for you today. They have a beautiful song called Rain that I'm going to play in just a little bit. But I need to also reference the fact that some folks may see a very wintry morning, and it does, although there might be a little bit of rain happening, it still might look very much like winter as it does up here on Burnaby Mountain. I was super, super shocked to leave New Westminster this morning to come up onto the mountain here and to see that snow is all around us. However, I am going to share a conversation that I had with a Canadian folk music singer-songwriter, Steph Cameron, and she is the artist that has this beautiful track called Rain that we will hear a little later on in the show. But let's get started with our conversation. Hello, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Nicole Hines, and today I'm chatting with Polaris Music Prize nominee, Steph Cameron. Steph Cameron is a Canadian folk music singer-songwriter, originally from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and launched her music career when she lived in the BC area. I have a thing for the moon, and whenever I stumble on a song with moon in the title, I immediately listen. So when I discovered the song Blood Moon off of the album also titled Blood Moon, it got me hitting play right away, and I loved Steph Cameron's folk sound as well as the flow of the song, so I decided to reach out to chat. Released in April 2025, Blood Moon is Steph Cameron's most sonically expansive album to date and her first full band recording. Co-produced by Juno Award winner John Rahm, the album features a stellar lineup including Darren Paris and Leon Power from Frazee Ford and City in Color, as well as Clayton Litchicum, hope I got that correct pronunciation, from Casey and Clayton. So hi, Steph. Thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Hi, so nice to meet you. I'm great. Yeah, it's so nice to be speaking with you about this record.
Yay! I'm so glad that you had the time to chat with me, because I know life can be busy and all the things. But I want to have our listeners kind of get connected with you a bit. And if you could share a little bit about your journey with music, you know, how it brought you to Blood Moon.
Sure. I'm from the Lower Mainland. I grew up in the Lower Mainland, and when I was really young, the mission area. And when I was really young, choir was a big part of my life. I always loved to sing. It was always a big part of how I sort of expressed myself was through singing. And then I picked up a guitar and just kind of worked on that for a really long time. And it's always been sort of like a hyper focus of mine, obsession, music, and then writing and all that. When I first started doing music professionally, I guess, and I would consider this professionally, I was a busker for a really long time. And I used to busk all over Vancouver and all over the country. I was a hitchhiker and I used to ride freight trains and all that kind of thing. And I would just travel around and play music on the street. And that was what I did for the longest time. And then I did this little demo in my friend's bedroom, and it ended up getting some attention. And I ended up getting a record deal with a Toronto label called Pheromone Recordings. So I flew out there in 2013 and made my first record in about 3 days. And that was just me solo on my acoustic guitar, my finger picks, and my harmonica. And that sort of introduced me to a whole different world of music, touring around, playing in theaters, playing in, playing shows, for an audience that wasn't just walking by on the street. So that just kind of launched me down this path that I am still on. I put out another record in 2017, again, just me on my guitar. And then I took a long break. I think everybody took a long break during the COVID years. And I also had my first son. And so during that time, I was really focused on motherhood, and I was also doing some songwriting, and then wrote the songs for Blood Moon. And once I was ready to kind of get back out there on stage, and my son was a little bit older, then yeah, I put out the record last year.
I love it. And so I hear that like the record, you recorded it with a full band. So I mean, where your prior projects were you acoustic vibe, you know what I mean? What was that like?
Yeah, it was always just me previously. It was so much fun recording with the people that I was with: John Ram, Leon Power, Darren Paris, Clayton, from Casey and Clayton, Eliza Doyle, Taylor Jade, just these amazing, amazing musicians that all brought something just really special to the record. It was like navigating a really, it was much more complex, which I loved. You know, everything was just really had to meld and mesh, and it was such a group project. It was fabulous. I would love to do it. I'd love to do it again with the same team
I
again.
love to hear that. And then specifically about Blood Moon, like when it came to writing the songs for this album, like where did you draw that sort of inspiration from?
Well, I have a really strong connection to an area in BC called the Kootenays that I lived in for a long time. We have a spot that we go to every year near Nelson in the Slocan Valley. And I'm really connected to that space and to the land and in that area. And I spend so much time outdoors there and watching the moon and looking at the sky and just interacting with nature out there. And so a lot of those songs came from really that place, just being out on the land in the Kootenays. It's such a beautiful place, and so that's where a lot of it came from. And then I had another son about 15 months ago, and so the songs again were just leading up to this family expansion. And one of the songs on the record, it's called Changes, was written about my son when he was a baby. Yeah, so the whole record kind of came about and was released really close to the time when I had my second son. I had him in October, and the record was released in April. I actually released a single the week my son was born. A wild ride. And then to promote the record, I went on tour in May to Europe and the UK with Abigail Lapel, and I brought my son with me. and he was about 6 months old. And she brought her baby with her, and he was 7 months old.
I love it. Okay, traveling with the
Was
kids.
amazing.
I
We
love
both had our men, our husbands with us, and they were doing most of the childcare.
it.
But it was so much fun because we had this big, we were sharing a band, and we had this big tour van, 9-seater, and we had the two babies in there, and it was like, if you're going to sign up on this tour as a musician, you got to realize this is sort of a family event. Like, if the babies are crying or if the babies need something, we have to attend to them. It's not going to be, yeah. But it was so fun doing it with another mom, touring with another mom, because it was kind of like, if you're touring with a baby and the baby's being fussy and it's holding things up, you sort of feel, oh no, this is whatever. But if you have two moms and two babies, it's just kind of like, well, this is what it is.
100%, 100%. I love to hear it because I think myself being a mother who has raised sons that are now adults, but I feel like when I was a younger mom, I felt like, oh, I can't do anything until they're a certain age. And I just love hearing, because I didn't, I mean, I thought that for 2 seconds and then I didn't. I did all the things. I'm just going to keep it real. But it does, that is something that goes into a lot of women's minds, I believe. And so hearing the fact that, like, yeah, you toured, like you, and not just you, another mom as well. So that this, I hope, inspires other, women that are listening right now who may not have started the journey of motherhood, but you really can continue on with your passions.
I totally agree, and I really hope that it inspires other women as well. Being a mother is, I've had a really exciting life and I've done a lot of things that I'm really, really proud of, but being a mother is the thing that's been the most meaningful to me. And I wish that when I was younger, like I became a mother later in life. I wish when I was younger, I would have heard some of those stories. Like, you can continue on your music journey and you can keep doing everything you're doing. Integrate your child into your community, integrate your child into your life and your goals and your ambitions, and you can do it.
Absolutely, because they essentially are joining our lives, not. So, anyways, okay, all right, okay. Moving on. The next question that I have for you is, off of the album, do you have any favorites by chance? Like for me, Blood Moon is my that was my first draw into the album, but I'm just curious for you.
I'm so happy to hear that because I'm really proud of Blood Moon. I love different songs for different reasons. I love the bridge on Morning Time. I love the outro on Rain, the imagery on Gone. So I love them all for different reasons. I think the one that came together in a way that really surprised me, and it was what completely as a result of other people's talent, was Morning Time. Because when I listened to the guitars on Morning Time in the background, it's so beautiful, it's so joyful, it really feels like sun streaming in through the window. And that wasn't me. I mean, I wrote the bones of it, but Clayton came in and he just made that magic happen. So I'd say that one's really up there for me.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And my next question to you before I kind of ask about, like, what's going on with you future-wise is, like, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist, right? Because I love the fact that you shared that you were busking in the early days, right? And so, and then we've already talked about, like, the fact that you were and are a mom, but you were, like, literally like a new mom, right? Like, so what like advice would you give for somebody brand spanking new wanting to get into the game?
I think that the thing that really, really helped me was just the dedication to the craft of songwriting. I spent so much time just honing in on the craft part of it. And I think that's where my natural focus has always been. The busking, like you said, that was a really, really good way for me to kind of learn in a very low stakes way what captivates people in a performance. Because you really have to captivate somebody, you have a very short amount of time to catch somebody's attention. They're just walking. So you have to be captivating, you have to be dynamic and exciting. And I think that helped me to get comfortable with that. I was able to translate that on stage. I would say just say yes to opportunities. When opportunities come around, just say yes. You never know where things are going to lead you.
Say yes, guys. All right. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. And I live by that life because I wouldn't even be here if I didn't say yes to things. So I love that. Okay, so my next question for you is, what has been your proudest moment as an artist?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a really great question. I have to say, my proudest moment might be when I took my son on tour for a month. It just showed me what a strong network and support system I had built, and how capable I was of integrating different parts of my life. And I think that was just the most proud that I've been. I mean, I've done a lot of, big festivals and, touring in Europe quite a few times in the UK, and I would say that just that overall month where we pulled it off with the two kids was probably my proudest.
I love it. Top tier status, guys, because as a mom of three, that is serious stuff. So yeah, that's incredible. Okay, so my next question now for you is like, what is next? Like, what do you have going on in 2026 for you?
Well, I'm in a writing stage right now, writing songs, although a lot of my focus right now is on school because I'm doing a degree, and so that's kind of where I'm at. And I mean, we've got the young kids, so it's kind of just right now it's family time, it's writing, and it's finishing school. And then once some of those things get a little bit more wrapped up, it'll be doing some more recording. But I haven't booked any more shows, I haven't booked any more tours. I'm just kind of like enjoying this moment where I am now and still.
And I think that on any journey, there has to be moments where you pause and enjoy, and
And
you know
right.
what I mean, and write. Absolutely, right? So I love that for you. And so even though you aren't touring at this very moment, how can our listeners get connected with you though? Like, how do you have presence online that we could kind of connect with you in that way?
I don't have a huge presence on social media because it's never been something I've been naturally good at maintaining. But I do have, I am on Instagram, I am on Facebook. I have a website, and the website will always have, I have a store on the website where you can get vinyl, where you can buy the music, and where you can always see any upcoming shows and tour dates that I'll have. And I mean, my music is in all the sort of on all the streaming platforms and everywhere out there, so you can find me under Steph Cameron.
Awesome. So what I am going to do, all my lovely listeners, is I am definitely going to have the website and just some of the social media handles so that if you want to get connected with Steph Cameron, you totally can. And I just want to thank you so much for hanging out with me, Steph. Like, this was such a great conversation. I've learned so much extra about you, so I'm so glad you had the time to chat with me. I appreciate
Thank
it.
you so much. I had so much fun too.
Oh my gosh. And I want to thank you, listeners, for listening. You have been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And now we're going to take a listen to one of my faves, Blood Moon, off of the album Blood Moon.
Oh, the campfire burns and the earth turns. Plenty of teachers and nobody learns. Plenty of room by the fire if you're feeling cold. Well, we sing the old songs like we always done. We know them all since we were just young. Dreamed about love and learned about growing old. Blankets in the back of the truck. I wish you well.
is Bird Note. A forest in New Zealand rings with the sound of bellbirds, whose indigenous name is Korimako. Korimako are 8-inch, mossy green birds with dark wings and tail, a purple sheen on the face, and red eyes. They use their down-curved beaks and brush-tipped tongues to feed on nectar from flowers, which they pollinate while they feed. Many birds sing together, especially in the morning. Pairs sing duets, and a pair may countersing with its neighbors, perhaps letting them know that this patch of land is taken. It all builds to a brilliant, ringing dawn chorus. Korimako populations were drastically reduced in the 19th and early 20th century